okay calling in.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of The Creative Alchemist, and we come to you live every Thursday from 7 until 8. And today, well, today is Thursday. It's 7 o'clock. And we are the talk show that addresses business. We talk about your business, the business you would like to have, the business you do have. And we have shows where we invite experts in to talk, and these experts talk about some of the challenges you may have. We've looked at leadership. We've looked at strategic planning. We've looked at 401ks. We've looked at your health, project management. We've gone down a long list of many things, hiring talent. And we always have someone who has expertise in a specific area. We always open up the phone lines. So if someone would like to call in, the phone number is 516-387-1640. That's 516-387-1640. And we call ourselves the Creative Alchemist because we bring together creativity and transformation. We talk to entrepreneurs who have gone through this transformation of being an employee to being an entrepreneur and then growing their businesses, scaling it up, and each stage sometimes having a different level of transformation. So the Creative Alchemist is creativity, and alchemy is transformation. There were rumors that if you were an alchemist, you could actually transform lead into gold. So some people may be looking at today's environment with COVID, wars in Europe as being sort of a lead economy. Things are not going as well as people would like to see. And this may be a huge opportunity for your organization to transform that lead into gold. And so we are the Creative Alchemist for transformation. And before we introduce our guest, you know I never take this journey alone. I have a co-host. Lori, let them know you're here.
Hi, everyone. It's Lori Miller, LGC Interior Designs. And, of course, tonight we have another amazing guest for you. So, Brian Highfield, please tell everyone about yourself, introduce yourself. Thank you for being our guest. Thank you for putting up with technology. Yes, hi.
Hi, Lori, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Brian.
Great.
Hey, Ted. Hey, Lori. I hope everybody's doing great. Well, I really appreciate you having me on tonight as a guest.
Thanks for joining us.
Being here.
For sure. Yeah, so just to tell you a little bit about myself, I reside in Sarasota, Florida with my wife. Currently, I am what's called a professional network marketer, and we'll talk about what that is in a little bit. In a previous life, I was a computer engineer. I did strategic planning for one of the largest communication firms in the world, and I loved it for a few years. It was my dream job for a while, but it really started to wane, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And I knew that I had to do something more, had to add an extra stream of income. And so I started a couple of different businesses. I started a sports business. It started as a hobby, as a lot of homegrown businesses are, and it developed into a large sports business over time. And then also I got into health and wellness about 10 years ago, and that's really what launched me into this realm of network marketing, which a lot of people probably don't even know what it is, and some people may have heard of it. Some people haven't, but I'm here tonight to talk to everybody about what it is and what the benefits are and what the pitfalls may be if anybody's considering a network marketing business of their own.
Very cool. Love to hear about it because I was kind of curious myself, actually.
Yeah, so network marketing actually harnesses the most effective form of marketing out there, and that is word of mouth marketing. I mean, think about it. We do this all the time. We see a good movie, we read a good book, we had a good meal, and we go out there and we tell people about our experience with it. And so this industry harnesses the power of that, of just the word of mouth marketing. And there's really benefits for both the company that does it and for the individuals that participate in this. So, for example, someone who participates in network marketing can actually earn a side income. We sometimes call it a side hustle. We call it a side gig. We have different names for it. And so a lot of, I mean, just an extra few hundred bucks a month can make a world of difference in people's lives. I mean, I saw a statistic once that if people just made an extra $300 a month, that 87% of bankruptcies would go away. Just $300 a month out there.
Right.
Yeah. And other folks may look at this and see a little bit more and want to be overambitious. And you know, my goal in the beginning was just that. I was just making $500 a month was my goal. I said, you know what, if I can just do that in my spare time, this will totally be worth doing. But we kind of overshot that goal a little bit. But before I get into that, let me talk about the benefits from the company's perspective. So people that start a company and want to make that a network marketing company, they don't have any advertising costs. Again, they're using word of mouth marketing. So think of a traditional company that needs to get their product on store shelves. I mean, first of all, they have a wholesale price for the stores. The stores mark it up, you know, at the full retail price, and that store gets to keep the profit. But the company, the manufacturer of the product, has to spend a lot of money on advertising and educating and informing consumers on what the product is, what the benefits are, and where to go get it. That costs companies a lot of money to do that. So what network marketing companies do is they save that cost and pay it to people like you and me to go out there and talk about their products. And it's a great business model for them.
Right.
So from a let me talk about from the listener's perspective, because anyone can participate in network marketing. And network marketing has actually really evolved. It's not your crazy uncle's pyramid scheme from the 1980s or the 1990s anymore, if people know. Most people out there may have had experience with network marketing. It could be good. It could be bad. Most people, though, don't even know what network marketing really is.
That's where I was going to go with the question. I'd like to take a couple of steps back because – people may have preconceived notions about network marketing. Lots of people have heard of multi-level marketing. So can you sort of educate people? And is there a difference between multi-level and network marketing? And what exactly is network marketing?
Sure. There's a lot of times it gets lumped together, and there's really no difference. Multi-level marketing just generally means that there is a multi-level pay structure, which means you can actually recruit other distributors or representatives for that company and actually get a portion of their sales as well. That's generally what MLM means, and most network marketing companies fall in that MLM category. There's also, you may hear the term direct selling. You may hear the term affiliate marketing. They're very, very similar. There's very subtle differences between those different terms out there. But network marketing is kind of the larger umbrella to kind of cover all that.
So does that mean network marketing is, I don't want to say the it's sort of self-explanatory, but you are networking with other people, you may be selling them product or you may be selling them an opportunity to sell product themselves and make that extra $300 to $500 a month. Is that
correct? Yeah, that's generally what representatives do. Some just choose to sell product. Some choose to also market the opportunity along with it. You can do either. But the term network, I mean, everybody has a network. Everybody. I mean, right. I think the statistics show that we have about 800 contacts on our phone. And so we know people, and we know that our friends and family know people, and those people know people. And so you can develop a network, which really becomes your asset, because you can flow this information and these products and this opportunity through your entire network. And some people will say, hey, it's not for me. Or some people say, you know what, I want the product, but I'm not interested in the business opportunity. And other folks may say, you know what, I've been looking for an opportunity like this and may join your network marketing business. But everybody's got that asset.
Right. Okay. And which company are you affiliated with for network marketing?
So for me, a company I've been with for about 10 years, it's one of the few publicly traded network marketing companies that's traded on NASDAQ. It's called LifeVantage. LifeVantage has been around since, it's kind of an interesting story because it actually started as a traditional retailer. Their product was on the shelves of places like GNC and some vitamin places. And it didn't sell very well because what they learned is they needed people to actually educate others on what it does. Not even the people that worked in the stores knew what the product was or how it worked. And you couldn't explain what it does in a 30-second commercial or on a billboard or in a newspaper ad. So the traditional forms of marketing just didn't work for their product sets. And so they did about $3 million in sales a year when they had that traditional retail model. And then several years later, their product was featured on an ABC News segment. And all of a sudden, orders poured in, and they were so small, they could not even fulfill all those orders.
Wow.
And what they did is they changed the model, and they pulled it off the store shelves, and they put it in the hands of people like you and me. And when people talked about the products and educated them and showed them that ABC News piece, they grew from $3 million a year to over $200 million a year in sales. And
wow.
So definitely network marketing was the correct model for this product set.
And so are they branded with a specific product, and what's that product name, or do they have several? So I'm going to ask several questions at once.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So their flagship product.
Hold up. The other question is, how many different products do they have?
Oh, sure. So their flagship product is a product called Protandim, and there's actually three different. So Protandim is a one-a-day pill. And the product actually addresses one of the biochemical effects of aging called oxidative stress, which you may not have ever heard of. I never heard of before getting involved with this, but every doctor out there knows what oxidative stress is. And I don't want to get too sciencey or too technical, but everyone knows what antioxidants are. Protandim is not an antioxidant. Antioxidants such as vitamin C or that occur naturally in food help fight off this oxidative stress. It's like the rusting of the engine. That's the main biochemical effect inside of our body, and it gets worse as we age. And it's basically free radical damage. If you know what free radicals are, it's the buildup of that free radical damage in our cells. And Protandim is the first natural product to ever been clinically proven to reduce oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. You can take all the antioxidant pills and potions, lotions, and foods that you want, and you're never coming close to 40%. And that's what makes their product so unique. That's where they started. It's based on this, what we call nutrigenomic technology, which basically means we can actually use nutrition to communicate with our genes and actually counter effect some of these biochemical effects of aging. And so they developed a product that... Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff, and they've developed a whole product set based on this technology to not only address our cellular health inside of our bodies, but our skin health things like weight management, things like gut health, things like mental acuity and being able to concentrate. There's a wide range of applications of this technology, and LifeVantage is leading the conversation. They're pioneering this whole technology. And the research community has kind of taken notice. They've really, and this is what impressed me the most as a scientist, is I've never seen universities spend millions of dollars of their own money to study a natural product, to study a supplement, so to speak. And we have that with Protandim and LifeVantage, is we now have over 36 universities that are spending their own money to study this product for different types of afflictions that are related to oxidative stress. And that's why we have so many healthcare professionals jumping on board with the company and getting behind this product, and why so many people are seeing health benefits with their products.
Okay, very good. And this is, you said a multivitamin you take once a day?
It's actually not a multivitamin. It's what we call an activator. So think of a vitamin as a supplement, and think of supplement as something you need. You're deficient in something, therefore you need to supplement it inside the body. Let's say I'm deficient in vitamin D, therefore I need to take a vitamin D supplement. Whereas Protandim and the other activation products that LifeVantage creates, we call them natural activators, which means that it actually initiates and activates a pathway inside of our body that has a cascading effect and actually triggers something at the genetic level. It's actually, think of as you get older, that your cells are like a dimmer switch. They kind of turn down. They used to manufacture all these good enzymes and chemicals that keep you healthy when you were a kid. But as you get older, it turns down like a dimmer switch genetically. And you produce less and less of these good enzymes. Therefore, you kind of have this damage building up in your body over time. And what these natural activators do is they actually turn up that dimmer switch back to the levels of when you were much, much younger to kind of counteract those biochemical effects of aging. So we call it an activator versus a supplement because the way it works is very, very different than supplements or vitamins.
Okay. So I now I understand what you were saying about having to educate people. So if you put it on the shelf, you almost need someone to represent your product on the shelf. Otherwise, it's just there taking up space.
Exactly. And that's what they found is no one, it's kind of ahead of its time. No one knows what activation means at the cellular level. They've heard of antioxidants, but it's not an antioxidant. It's actually a million times more powerful than any type of antioxidant supplement. And that's why we need people to really educate others on what this does and what the benefits are so that they can take advantage of it. And it's a complete e-commerce model where the products ship directly from the manufacturer to the consumer's home, and the representative gets paid for their efforts. They get paid commissions on all those sales that are going through their website.
And so how do you take it? Like, I thought I heard you say you have three different products.
Right. There's three main Protandim products because aging is kind of complex. There's not one cause of aging. And so there's three products to address the three, what we call theories of aging. There's the oxidative stress, there's mitochondrial decline, and there's also sirtuin levels that decline in the body. And the funny thing is, these are all terms you probably haven't heard of, because the science of them is really just getting underway. It's really just been the past 20 years that this has really emerged and taken note in the scientific community. And that's one thing we tell people is it when a scientific discovery is made, especially in healthcare, it can take up to 50 years before it actually makes it into mainstream medicine. 50 years. And some people say, Brian, wait a minute. Well, we just developed a vaccine pretty quickly for COVID. How can you say it takes 50 years? Well, the vaccines are actually based on technology that was discovered 60 years ago. It's taken 60 years for that technology to actually make it useful in a vaccine. Whether you're for the vaccine, against the vaccine, doesn't matter. The fact is it took 60 years for that technology to actually make it into everyday medicine. And so these products are ahead of its time. There's three main products, and then there's probably another 20 products that are offshoots of those main products as well, things for like the skincare, the gut health, weight management, and so on.
So you said you have three main products and about 20 other sort of almost like
correct.
Spin-off.
And to answer your question, the three main products are come in pill form. So they're pills, they're capsules that you take one a day. That's all you need to do is take them once a day. And it starts having this effect. You're triggering those pathways in the body and basically getting your body to do what it was designed to do and what it did when you were much younger.
Like younger, like 10 years old, younger?
Aging really starts about age 20. So you don't feel it really until you're in your 30s and 40s, right? That's when you start to feel things start to break down. But the biochemical mm-hmm. processes actually start around skeletal maturity, which is around age 18 to 20.
Okay. And have you been, how long have you been taking the product?
Ever since I discovered it 10 years ago. So I've been taking it since then.
And you're 12
you
now, right?
That's right, Lori.
And have you been satisfied with the results? Can you tell us about that?
Well, sure.
Testimony.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, we want to remain compliant. We don't claim to treat, prevent, cure any disease. And the products work regardless of your health condition. It reduces oxidative stress, boosts your mitochondrial support, and also increases sirtuin levels, as I said before. But for me personally, I like to work out, and so I like to stay active. And so the first thing I noticed is that I was able, my recovery was a lot quicker, and I was able to increase my athletic performance. I played volleyball in college, and so I continued to play volleyball for years. And that was one of the first things that I noticed. And secondly, numbers inside of my blood work improved. In fact, my doctor, when I got my physical, said, "Brian, you're the healthiest person I have seen in a long, long time." When he did a full physical. And then this may sound kind of odd, but I thought it was kind of interesting. I did a complete thorough physical for my life insurance company in order to see what policy I would qualify for. Now, I just turned 50, right. So getting a life insurance policy at age 50 and getting the highest level of coverage requires a pretty thorough medical examination. And right. When my insurance agent called me after that battery of tests, he was shocked and surprised. He said, "Wow, I have never seen anyone your age actually qualify for our highest tier of life insurance, but you did." And that's not a wow and shocking story. I mean, there's thousands of testimonials I've heard over the past 10 years. I can tell you a quick one with my dad, because my dad looked at this information and he was my biggest skeptic. He said, "This is snake oil. You're selling snake oil. I can't even believe you're involved with it." I'd read all the peer-reviewed science and the studies, the independent studies that were done at places like Harvard, Ohio State, National Institute of Health, Texas Tech. I mean, there's 3 dozen universities that have done studies on these products. So I knew scientifically what they do. But here was a skeptic, my own father. And he said, "I'm going to prove to you these products do nothing. I'm going to take them for an entire year and show you that it will do nothing for my health." And we didn't talk about it for an entire year. And a year later, he called me up and he said, "Brian, can I be a distributor with LifeVantage? Can I work this with you?" And I was shocked. I picked myself up off the floor and I said, "Well, what happened? What changed your mind about this?" And he said, "Well, first of all, people were walking up to me and asking me, what are you taking?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "We know you're taking something because you seem to have more energy. You seem to be in a better mood. You have more pep in your step. What are you taking?" And this is before he saw things in himself. And over time, he saw better results with his doctor doing tests. And again, we don't make any claims, but a year later, he was telling everyone he knew about these products. Now, this was 9 years ago. He was 80 at the time. He suffered from a lot of health afflictions over his life. He just celebrated his 89th birthday just 2 months ago. And he claims that he is around today in part because of what these products have done for them. And that even though I read the science, I believe the science, and even though I saw results in myself, just hearing his story from a complete skeptic elevated my belief in this fivefold. It was such a great story to hear from someone you know and you love.
That's really cool.
I'd like to sort of shift gears. You're an engineer by trade, right?
Correct.
And so you had this job, you know, you had some job satisfaction, and then you were looking, you know, like many people, and especially today's time when they call it the Great Resignation.
Yep.
People are asking questions. Am I as fulfilled in my profession as I would like to be? So it sounds like you had one of those kinds of conversations with yourself, and you looked at this company, and you went from being an employee to really being an entrepreneur. Is that a fair way to put it?
Correct. Yep. I was able to be a full-time entrepreneur and leave that corporate environment because of the discovery of this.
Okay. And so, as you said, you had it as like a side gig. How long did that transition take to go from, you know, full-time professional engineer to network marketing?
For me, it was about 2.5 years. Now, everyone doesn't have that type of success. That's not typical results. But it really is up to the individual and how much effort they really put into it. Network marketing got a bad rap because of the way it was being expectations were being set with people. People used to talk about network marketing as it's a get-rich type of program where you sign up and the product sells itself and magically your organization just kind of falls into place and all you have to do is go by the mailbox and wait for the checks to come in. And we really did it a disservice because that's not what happens at all. The same rules of business apply in network marketing. It does traditional business. So some people, it can take less. I know some people that got to 6 figures in less than a year. I know some, it took them 5 to 7 years to get to that. It really depends on the person's effort that they give in this. But for me, it was about 2.5 to 3 years to be able to make that decision whether I want to continue being employed or not.
Okay. 2.5. And kind of a technical question for the product. If you're a competitive athlete, does any of this show up as unfair substances, I'll say?
Great
performance enhancers?
No. So it's actually certified by what's called the Banned Substance Control Group, BSCG. So they certify our products, and basically BSCG makes sure that there's nothing in there that is going to cause an athlete to fail a drug test.
Okay. All right. Cool. Good. And I heard you saying that you were, you know, a competitive athlete. So going from employee to entrepreneur, what was that like? 2.5 years. That could be enough time to make a transition. You know, you have your job, you have a steady income. Every week, every month, you know, you have income. But then to make that leap, was it really more of a leap of faith, or what was that like?
Well, for me, it wasn't. So I started this network marketing business while I was still a full-time employee. And that's one of the benefits of network marketing in general is you get to earn while you learn how to do it. And it can be that side gig. You can continue to collect a paycheck, as you build that up. Now, most people quit before they really develop the skill set. Again, I'm talking statistically here. A lot of people may give network marketing or MLMs a bad rap because they're not making millions of dollars within a few months of starting their network marketing business. The paychecks are small in the beginning, and people have to ask themselves, like, well, okay, I'm doing a lot of work here. Is this really worth it? And just like anything else, it's like learning a new skill set. And it, I tell people it takes you a year just to get good at this. And think about it. I mean, any job we start, it takes a while to develop that skill set. And network marketing is no different. It's a different skill set that you have to learn to be successful. So to be a professional network marketer, I tell people, give it 3 to 5 years to be a professional at this. After about 7 years of doing this, you could be a world-class network marketer. So for me, I really grabbed the bull by the horns and wanted to dive in and become a sponge of, and learn as much about the industry that I could and how to be successful at this. Again, the same general rules of business apply here. And so that transition for me, and actually that decision was kind of made for me. I was thinking about walking away from my job, but I became a statistic. After 23 years with the same company, that company called me up one day, and because they had every year they trimmed 10% of their workforce, and my boss had 10 people on his team. So someone had to go. And he called me up and he says, Brian, he's like, I don't know who to let go. I know you've got this side gig. I know it's going well. Hey, do you want to volunteer? And I said, yeah. Wow. I said, yeah. I said, in order to save those nine, that wasn't the reason for doing it. I mean, but I did save 9 people. I saved their paychecks by volunteering to be the person who goes, because I'd already built up something. We always say, dig the well before you're thirsty, because I may have been that person anyway. And coincidentally, my wife that same year got a phone call from her boss, and the boss called her up early Monday morning and said, no easy way to tell you this, but today's your last day. So wow. We had 2 six-figure incomes go away within a year of each other. And so we always ask ourselves, what would we have done if we hadn't have dug the well before we were thirsty and start building this a couple years prior?
Interesting story. And does the organization provide training to people?
Absolutely, and it's critical. Again, it's a new skill set, and so there's just so much training. So anybody that we personally sponsor, we obviously will pull under our wing and try to teach them everything that we know. The company has training events every single month where you go and you learn how to do this business, how to be a professional network marketer.
Okay. All right. And I assume also networking with other people, you meet a lot of people at those events.
Absolutely. You meet a lot of people and you just meet a lot of like-minded people, and it really builds up your belief in the industry that other people are looking for a solution as well. And you learn from those that are successful in this and what they did. And we have the philosophy that if you want what someone has, you do what they did. And so these people are open and very transparent, will tell you exactly how they got where they were or where they are.
Interesting. If anyone would like to call in and ask Brian some questions, the phone number is 516-387-1640. That's 516-387-1640. So, Brian, you have been quite successful with your business that you've created. Do you mind sharing how much success you've had? And has that success been a partnership between your wife and yourself, or just you?
Yeah, and there's actually different ways to measure success, right? I mean, I can talk about financials. In fact, we have a earnings disclosure statement that tells you exactly what LifeVantage distributors make on average, and it tells you the average time it took them to get to that level as well. And so when you look at that, excuse me, there's what you'll see on the left-hand side is what we call our ranks, 1 through 10. Each rank is based on how big your organization is, how much sales volume is coming in, so to speak. And we're at a level where we actually do about $8 million in sales a year. But we're at a level where we're at the pay structure, what's called level 8 right now. And the average, I'll tell you what the average 8 is. The average 8 is about $25,000 of commissions a month. And that's much more than the $500 a month goal that I had in the very, very beginning.
It sure is. Wow.
Now, the other point I want to make about success, though, is we kind of measure success on the impact that we have on other people, and we call it emotional income. This is something you can't put a price on. This is the thank you letters, the phone calls, the texts from people you help out of desperate situations, whether it been a health situation or whether it been a financial situation of people we've helped along the way. And those have mounted up, and that's what kind of what fills our heart. And that's just another level of success to where we feel like we not only have success, but we have significance in what we're able to contribute to other people's lives as well. And then the other part that I think most people discount in their professional lives, and especially it's true with network marketing, is that you actually become a better person through this process. There's a level of professional development and professional and personal growth that happens as part of this process as well. You learn things about yourself, you learn things about the world, and you just really become a better person and help other people do the same. So that's another measure of success that we use in this industry.
Very interesting. And you, is it you and your wife or just you?
We worked a business together, and it's a funny story because she was very much anti-network marketing in the beginning because she had relatives who just had failure after failure with it. And she didn't think that anybody made any money with this. and so she wanted to take the product. Once she saw the product, she's like, you know what, I'll be a customer. I want that product in my body. But she was in a very desperate situation herself with her job. And so she decided to work the business along with me, about a year or two into this as well. And she is now, her own, professional network marketing entity. I mean, she is a rock star out there with this as well. We do it two very different ways. We have two different styles, but they both work. And so she does work the business with me.
Okay. And you know, you hear so many stories. I've read stories in the Wall Street Journal about couples being in business together. Is that, would you say that you're in business together? And how does that work as a couple?
Yeah, we say we're in business together. We share ideas. It kind of doubles our efforts because again, we're capitalizing on our network, and she has a different network than I do. We're building an asset. And one thing that I feel like I need to mention here is that the income is leveraged income. And what does that mean? Well, it means that we're building an asset that makes us money.
Okay. What does that mean? You build.
Sorry,
I mean, people know what assets when you talk about land and building and machinery. What does that mean in your world?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I had my screen blanked out for a second.
All right,
yep,
I can hear
we can
you
hear
now.
You.
All right.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah. So we're talking about building an asset. It's basically an engine that creates income for you. And as Warren Buffett always says, he says, you know what, if you don't learn a way to make money while you sleep, you're going to work until you die.
Right.
What he's talking about there is leverage. And a lot of people are out there looking for it. They're looking for something that's going to create an income stream without them putting a lot of time into it. Now, network marketing creates a lot, it requires a lot of time to build up. But once you build it up to a point, it kind of runs itself like a machine. So you're kind of building that system up over time, and then you can relax. You can kind of step away a little bit, and it's still going to generate that income for you. And that's just an opportunity that we don't have in corporate America. If you stop going to work, they're going to figure it out, and they're going to stop paying you, right? That's just kind of how it works in the corporate world. But in network marketing, once you build that leverage, that's where you start getting some more time and some more options than you may have today in a corporate environment.
So there is a component of network marketing where you recruit other people and they sell and they recruit and you get a percentage of that, I guess is a way to put it.
Correct. And quite honestly, people think, well, I don't know, is that right? That doesn't sound right. Well, it just sounds different. But think about this. Think every sales organization and every corporation kind of operates the same way. The regional manager gets a portion of what the district managers do. The district managers get a portion of what their store managers do. The store managers get a portion of what their retail reps do. So it's really not a different model, but again, most of us don't have that opportunity. But in network marketing, and most companies have this model where you can offer this opportunity, teach them what you know, teach them that skill set, and the compensation plan actually rewards you because it will give you a percentage match on what that person generates in sales.
So you have incentive to make sure the people within your network are good at what they do if they're looking
to be
distributors.
Imagine if you were in a job and you were given someone and said, hey, teach them how to do what you do, and we're going to give you a percentage of their a match on their paycheck depending on how good you train them. How good of trainers would we be if we had
right.
the financial incentive to do it? And that's
right.
That's where, especially with LifeVantage in particular, and I know a lot of other network marketing companies do the same thing, is it gives you incentive to teach other people how to be successful at this, rather than you're not just signing them up, taking money and saying, oh, good luck with that. Hope it works out for you. We call that a drive-by sign-up, and that's happened before in network marketing. And why some people have a foul taste because they didn't get the help that they needed. They were just kind of lost out there to kind of figure it out on their own. But we have a model where we have financial incentive to teach you everything that you need to know to be successful in business.
So do people have to go through training? How long does that take before you can start, or you do it simultaneously?
We do it simultaneous. It's really on-the-job training. So we want people to start immediately because our goal is to get a commissions check in their hand as fast as possible. And the reason that is because once they join, they kind of have that question in their head, like, is this going to really work out? And once we show them it works, they do what they're supposed to do and they get that commissions check, their belief level goes through the roof, and then they'll want to do it over and over again. And so we want to start that process right away, but it's more of a learning by doing type process, and then you take the classroom training as you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Very interesting. You and your wife, do you all have like hours? Like I've read articles that said, you know, when couples work together, they have to have some sort of boundaries, right? So after 8 o'clock, we don't talk about business or stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's funny because we're so passionate about it. I mean, we love talking about it. And so typically we work separately during the day. We do time blocking methods. Again, we're at a point where we can put as much time in this as we want, or you know, we can just take our son and go to the beach. So we have that time flexibility now because we spent the effort already, you know, years ago building this up. It's again, I'll quote another Warren Buffett quote here. He said, I'm sitting in the shade today because of a tree I planted a long time ago.
Right, exactly.
Same concept here, right? And so we did the work, and so we have the flexibility, but we love it so much that we do it when we want to do it. And so we do a time blocking technique where we just block off some time during the day to work the business. And the other time we spend, we're present with our son, and we go to the beach, or we spend time in the pool, go to the park, or do other things that we enjoy doing. And that's the whole point, because you can't buy your time back later. You just can't. And a lot of people will work all their life sacrificing their health to get money, and then they spend what little left of their lives trying to spend that money to get their health back. And
right.
you can't buy health, and you can't buy your time back. And that's
right.
one of the many benefits of this business.
So why do you think you've been so successful? Did you have a huge network from your professional life? What's made you successful?
Yeah, and it's a couple of different principles here, and I'm no different than anybody else. In fact, both my wife and I are introverted. We're introverts, but we're doing a networking business where you need to talk to people, right? And
right.
A lot of people have that fear because they're like, well, I'm not a salesperson. We hear that a lot. I'm not a salesperson, and we weren't either. And so first thing we had to do is become coachable. Because I was a little cocky in the beginning. I'm like, you know what? I know a lot about business. I've been in the corporate world for a long time, and I didn't realize this was a different skill set. It was a different animal, and I kind of had to learn to be coachable. And again, as with any business, what I had to do is kind of learn from the people who were successful. I had to seek them. I didn't really have to seek them very far because they were coming to me. And that's another benefit of the business is they were looking at me and saying, hey, do you want to learn? And I started to watch them and take notes and what they did and started to replicate what they were doing. And once I was replicating what they were doing, I started to see results in there. But I really had to become a student, be humble and be coachable and just soak it up. And then the other thing is I had to give it time. Again, most people say network marketing doesn't work because they weren't a millionaire in the first couple months. And again, I go back to the expectation, it takes you a year just to get good at this. And so I spent 2 years really getting good at this where my commission checks were 50, 100 bucks, 200 bucks a month. And most people would quit by that time. But after the second year, all of a sudden the commission checks went from a couple hundred dollars to a couple thousand dollars and then up from there. And because we were putting in the time, putting in the work and being coachable and just learning as much as we could and applying what we did or what we learned to our business.
Okay. Do you find that that's one of the challenges? So, the stereotype of an engineer is intelligent. So, a lot of times people who are very smart, kind of feel like, sort of what you said, cocky, I got this, I'm a fast learner and I can do it on my own kind of thing. Like I don't need support. Do you find that to be a challenge with people who are very smart or very successful already in something else?
I do. And some people, when they come in and kind of pound their chest and say that they're just going to kill this, that they can sell ice to an Eskimo. I hear that phrase sometimes. Those are the people
right.
that I look at and I'm like, you're going to quit within a year. I can just tell, unless you humble yourself, unless you become coachable, you're going to fail miserably at this. But the most common person is actually the opposite. It's the people that think they can't do it. They're like, I don't have the skill set. I'm too old. I don't have the education. I don't know anybody. And they come up with all the excuses. But network marketing is the great equalizer because it doesn't matter your race, your age, your education level, your background, all that doesn't matter. You have a turnkey system that you just need to plug into. And like I said, be coachable. Give yourself time to learn a new skill set. And so I'm an engineer. My wife was in banking, and some of the most successful people on my team, one in particular, I'll tell you, she's an Amish lady with 9 kids. She has no computer. She has no car. She's not allowed to drive. She's not allowed to have technology. She can't even have a smartphone. But the one piece of technology she had was the regular telephone. And she knew people. She had a network of friends and family that she can tap into. And quite honestly, she makes more money than I do in this business. And I am so happy for that.
Wow.
Because she's been able to provide a life for her kids that most people even dream of. We have construction workers. We have We have doctors. We have lay people. We have librarians. It just doesn't matter. They're all over. The common thing is they have a burning desire to change their life, and they're willing to be coachable, come in, learn a new skill set, and follow our system, and they become successful.
Interesting.
Amazing.
Wow.
So do you go out and, I guess, give seminars or connect where you're speaking to groups of people? And then how do you connect or how do you get into those groups to be able to speak if you do that?
Yeah. And so I do a lot for LifeVantage where I travel with them and do seminars, and mostly looking, you know, but mostly for prospects or people that are brand new distributors wanting to learn more. And so LifeVantage actually sends me on the road to do that a lot. And with what's, you know, a lot of that's been online, you know, the past couple of years. So we do a lot of weekly Zooms doing the same thing right now. And we're starting to open up again, and we're starting to get on the road again. But we used to do, gosh, at least 2 seminars a week in person and be on the road quite a bit, just teaching people about what we have from a product perspective, from an opportunity. And so, again, it's networking, and it's really just tapping into to anybody that has a network, which honestly is everybody. Everybody, like I said before, has a network. And so we just have to find somebody willing to invite us in and talk to their network about what we have. And that's interesting because that person who is inviting us wants to do the business, and they don't have to do a thing other than invite people to come listen to a message. And whether that be on the telephone, whether it be via Zoom, or whether that be at their house, or whether it be at the church, or wherever the meeting is held.
Interesting. I guess here's, like, right now we'll overcome the obstacles and talk about that for a little bit if we have a minute. But is there an initial investment for the LifeVantage? And then how do you overcome that obstacle with people?
Correct. And so there is, with any network marketing company, we don't call it an investment, but there is a cost to become a distributor, and it varies by company. So we offer 2 options. One of them is $300 as a one-time cost, and one of them is $1,000. The $1,000 option gives us actually almost $2,000 worth of product, and also prepays some of that training we talked about. The $300 option gives them about $500 worth of product, but none of the training. And it doesn't matter. We kind of meet people where they're at in terms of their budget. You know, a common thing we hear is people say, well, you know, I don't have the money. And so my first question is, okay, well, if this was free, would you do it? Because I don't know if they're just using that as an excuse, like they don't have the money, but their excuse not to do it. Or do they really want to do it and they just truly don't have the money? And so one of the things to point out is the value of this. And so if I would have told that same person that say, hey, I've got a brand new Mercedes right here, it costs you $1,000, how fast would that person go out and try to scrounge up $1,000 to buy that Mercedes? Because they see the value in the Mercedes, but they may not be seeing a value in a business that could buy them a whole fleet of Mercedes sometime in the future if they were to do the work and put the time in and so on and do that. You know, again, not everybody is willing to do that. But so it's a value perception to overcome with them. You know, I can be coy with them too and say, look, if you don't have if you're 30 years old to say, and you don't have a spare $1,000 to invest in a business and invest for yourself, then what type of financial decisions are you really making in life? And maybe it's time to change those decisions. Maybe it's time to think about this differently and actually build something for yourself. And that's kind of harsh, you know, that it's hard. It's a hard message sometimes. And it's kind of tough love, but we don't do that with everybody, but you know, sometimes people just don't have the money, and we can get creative, because if they just find 3 people to look that want to do the same thing, they're going to have their money back and then some from that point forward. And that's why we want to get them going and earning money right away once they join.
Very awesome. So we have 5 minutes left. Oh, sorry, Ted. Yeah, we have 5 minutes left. Well, I just didn't know if you wanted to tell people how to reach you again, and then Ted can ask his question.
For sure, yeah. So you can look me up online. My website is highlifeactivated.com, H-I-G-H-L-I-F-E, the word activated.com. And you can connect with me there. It's my email is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at highlifeactivated.com to reach out to me there. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram. You can search Brian Highfield. You'll see my smiling face. One of the things you'll see in my one of my bio is that I am a dealer in hope. Again, one of the things we do is we rescue people from desperate lives, and so we offer people hope in a way to do something different and get out of life what they want most.
Okay.
Awesome.
The $1,000, how much training is that? Is that like over the course of a year, or is it in terms of hours, like, you know?
Yeah, it actually
hours of training?
Yeah. So it actually pays for the monthly training seminars that occur every month. And so they are a 4-hour seminar that we do every month. So it will prepay, it'll prepay for a whole year's worth of that.
Okay. And if you only pay $300 and you want that training, how much is it?
It's $25 a month. And then, it's $25 for those seminars for themselves. And the company also has some larger conventions that are multi-day conventions as well that are an extra cost.
Okay. Even if you pay $1,000, you still have to pay the extra cost.
I have to look, but I think you actually get one of those conventions for free. I think that's included in that price as well.
Okay. All right. Good. Any last words of wisdom?
Yeah. A lot of people who know what network marketing is, maybe they think that, you know, that a quote I often hear is 97% of people don't make any money. And I would say 97% of people probably don't do anything to earn any money if they join that. Again, the expectation was not set with them on this requires effort. It's interesting to note that 97% of people who get their realtor's license never sell a house, but no one out there says that, you know, being a realtor is a scam, right? So network marketing, it does work. There's 1,000 network marketing companies out there. There's some good and some bad, and you've got to know how to find the good ones to be part of that. Just like there's good restaurants and bad restaurants, you stop going to the bad restaurants and only go to the good restaurants. So same with network marketing.
And if someone wanted to, do you all allow someone to go to one of the meetings at no cost to be introduced to it, or how does that work?
Absolutely. Any one of those seminars, again, we do Zooms every week. That's absolutely free for guests, so they can come and kick the tires and try it out and see if it's a fit for them. It's not a fit for everybody. This isn't for everybody, but people that come in and see the vision and see what we see, then we can take them in and we can have a lot of fun together.
Okay, perfect. Good. You've been a great guest, Brian.
Well, thanks, Laura. I really appreciate it again for having me.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Definitely.
Absolutely. I hope your listeners enjoyed it, and I'm happy to talk to anybody that wants to reach out.
Good
Excellent.
Enough.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian.
Everyone,
right,
have
you,
a great evening.
And have a great night.
Thank you.
Yep, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.